Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy to have you here with us. Earlier this month was World Suicide Prevention Day. It is also a focus of the month of September. And coming up soon, so coming up in early October, is a local event that looks a little more closely at that problem.
All right. We have Tara Ard, who's the senior con executive here, or a senior con executive.
She's been around. She's been around our building.
Odyssey, Kansas City, but also local supporter fundraiser for AFSP's Greater Kansas City Out of the Darkness Walk team, Team Rock the Walk. So Tara, what's your personal connection to the cause and
yes.
why do you walk?
Yes. Well, thank you for having me on today.
Excited to have you in the studio.
I know. It's always fun to be in here. I really appreciate you having me on and being able to shed light and awareness on the upcoming walk this coming Saturday. In early 2020, our family went through a difficult time, and my husband had had taken his life, and he was a wonderful human. He was amazing to anyone that he touched, and it was something that we did not think would be a reality for our family. I also have known others that have struggled with mental health. I have lost others in my life to suicide, and I really felt lost at understanding how I could potentially help, where my efforts could lie, and what I could do to help the community and help others. That's when our company, Odyssey, actually started to form a relationship with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention on a national level, and I became involved with the Greater Kansas chapter for American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. In that relationship, I have found community in amazing, amazing individuals that really put their heart and soul into being advocates for what the AFSP stands for and what AFSP does to help individuals that either are struggling themselves or that have unfortunately lost someone, and really allow them to be able to find a community and a way to move forward. So the largest event that we do here locally with the Greater Kansas chapter is our Out of the Darkness Walk, which you had mentioned. We have that coming up this coming Saturday. And this coming Saturday, it is going to be at a new location. It's going to be at English Landing Park in Parkville.
Great spot.
Which is a beautiful location. I've checked the weather, and it looks like it's going to be absolutely gorgeous that day. And we are going to start our registrations at 8 a.m. We will get the walk kicked off around 9 o'clock. We have different local celebrities and stage performances. We also have a beautiful memory wall that is touching, heartbreaking, moving, and it is an opportunity for people to remember those that they have loved and lost. it is just truly a beautiful day. And even though this topic is very sad and brings so many different emotions to the table, I think the main takeaways for anyone out there that is wondering, how can I get involved or what can I do, is to understand that this day isn't about sadness at all. If anything, the main takeaway is that it is hopeful and it is healing. It is a day, again, just to come together for those that struggle and those that have lost someone and those that also just want to make a difference in the community, because mental health is something that so many people are impacted with. The next is just connection and support. Again, being able to come out on a beautiful day and come together with the same mission is so, so important. And we at Odyssey, we've gone a step farther. We're like, how can we be a part of this during that day and allow people to share their stories and do what we do, which is obviously we talk and we listen. So this year we're going to have 106.5 The Wolf and Jagger on site, and we will have our booth set up near the memory wall, and Jagger will be talking to individuals and recording their why they walk. And it's a beautiful opportunity for people to share who they're walking for and you know what their personal stories are.
Tara, no doubt we have listeners who are listening to you talk. We talk about mental health a lot on this program, and we have some people listening who are struggling with mental health themselves, who have considered a pretty drastic step, or we have loved ones listening who are worried about someone they care about when we talk about suicide prevention. Talk to them for a minute. Talk to those groups. Where do you go for help? What do you say? What do you not say? What if you're not sure? Where do you turn?
No, definitely. I think that's something that's the hardest is, you know, we hear talk saves lives. We hear, you know, the 988 number. We hear all of these different things, but until you really need it, you don't really know what to do. Obviously 988 is an amazing, amazing resource that is out there. Going to AFSP.org is a valuable resource. If you go to afsp.org/Kansas City, it's going to link you to our local efforts and resources. It's an area where you can sign up to walk this weekend. It is free to register. So again, this is about community coming together and being together to show support for mental health and for suicide prevention. And then on top of that, you also can make a donation. The mission of the local chapter and the national AFSP chapter is to save lives and bring hope to those that are affected by suicide. And there's scientific research that we help fund, and that informs education, supports programs that we bring into the community, as well as states the national policies that we support through volunteer action. So it's an opportunity for you to go and really do some research, find out more. But just knowing that you can talk to people is so important, and knowing that you're not alone. I think so many people feel like they're maybe on an island and think that no one else could really relate, or they don't want to burden somebody with their thoughts and their problems. And as, again, as someone who has struggled myself and knows individuals that have struggled, I think nobody is alone in this. We all can relate on some level, and lifting that stigma and opening up our minds and our conversations to others, and knowing that others are there to help and want to listen, is so important.
Yeah, it's interesting because a lot of walks like this are to bring awareness to a problem. Certainly that's part of the mission here,
yes.
But everybody's aware of it. I mean, that's part of the problem with something of this nature is because people don't like talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
People don't like if they've experienced it themselves, or I think every single person I know has had somebody in their life who's either attempted or has actually finished it off, you know? Mm-hmm. So it's not something that people aren't aware of. There's awareness. It's destigmatizing it.
Correct.
It's destigmatizing if you are somebody whose loved one, you know, went through with it, then how do you get acceptance from other people?
Yes.
By going to a walk like this.
Yes.
Because other people have been through it. But people don't like talking about it because they take there's a lot of blame that comes along with
that.
There's a lot of shame associated with it.
Yeah, there definitely is a different mindset that is that comes with those left behind, mm-hmm. I like to say, and the survivors of. And it's, again, it's getting to that point with yourself and with the situation and others and seeking that support where you can come out on the other side and realize that it truly takes a village. I hate that term sometimes, mm-hmm. but it really does take a village to, again, feel that community and feel that support. And I can say I was a little hesitant at first. I thought, I don't need this extra support. I don't want to put myself out there.
Yeah.
I'm pretty private when it comes to certain things. And it was an opportunity, I think, for me to really open my eyes to seeing how unfortunately mainstream and large
yeah.
this is.
Yeah.
And again, to realize that, you know, you can all lean on each other and find a really strong community. And that makes a huge difference.
Yeah. I think anybody who's been through something, frankly, anybody who's been through anything major, you have support in places you did not realize you would have support. Mm-hmm. They just have to know where your head is. I'm curious to know, Tara, and I don't want to make you have to revisit it too much, but what do you wish you had known then at the beginning of your journey with this? What do you wish someone had said to you that you now know can help somebody else?
Well, I think it depends on where you're at in the process. I think if you are standing on the side that myself and the rest of the surviving family and friends are, is that it is nobody's fault. I think that is extremely important to understand, that there is not one thing that somebody could or could not have done. Then when you look at, you know, the individual that struggles, again, I feel like mental health awareness and talking about it became so much larger after COVID.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't as much of a topic that was out there. I feel like it was definitely more stigmatized yeah. at the time mm-hmm. than it is now. So
shared experience.
Yes.
We'll do that.
And so I am very fortunate now that these changes and these programs and our participation in this and all of the different resources that are out there and are available, because they weren't then, at least not as widely known. So again, it's just encouraging talk. And it sounds so cliche, but checking in on someone, seeing how they're doing, you know, having a coffee, go on a walk. I mean, just the littlest outreach sometimes can change someone's life.
Even if they say no, I'm fine. But it still makes a huge difference.
Yeah, it
just
really,
knowing that somebody was out there.
It really does. And, you know, I think that any of us can relate to a day where we may have been struggling mm-hmm. with something out there, and the right person or the right, scenario happened to turn our mind around and happened to help us get out of that mindset. And I think being open to those conversations is so important, and, and being there to support.
Tell us about the day before we leave. What time? When things get underway?
Yeah. So again, the day, it's going to be this coming Saturday on October 4th. You can register or make a donation or do both at afsp.org/Kansas City. That is for our local chapter, the Greater Kansas chapter. And it is going to take place at English Landing Park. That is in Parkville. It is absolutely gorgeous there. Again, it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. Registration will start at 8:00. That's when we're going to open the gates. There are a variety of booths. There are food trucks. There's a lot of different things that you can participate in. There are raffles. It's really a lovely day. And then from there, we'll do the walk. And afterwards, we'll wrap everything up. And it's just a great way to start your morning. And again, just really find, connection and community. And again, just really pull on that hope and healing that yeah. everybody needs. And that's our goal, is to be able to help.
Thanks for sharing your story with us. This is not an easy thing to talk about, especially in front of a microphone.
Yeah, I will be honest. I wasn't really anticipating saying much about my personal story, but I felt compelled to sitting down with you guys. I mean, you guys are great friends of mine, and I felt comfortable, and I feel like I would not, if I'm not sharing my why for being a part of this, I don't think that's being completely transparent. As you know, I'm hoping others will, you know, come and participate.
And it's so important with this walk that what you're doing is the same thing as what you're sharing. Is people get together and they know that they're not alone in this, which is so incredibly important. It's like we talk about our mental health and struggles with it. I've always been very open about that on air, and I've had so many people thank me for talking about that on air. And I'm like, as soon as I started sharing it, I felt so much better.
Yes.
Like as soon as I stopped hiding and pretending I was somebody else and not a nervous wreck with all sorts of 100%. Issues, I felt so much better, not only because people thank me for sharing my stories and experiences, but also because it took that stigma away. Mm-hmm. Because once you share that, or once you go to a walk like this, you realize it's not that bad, people knowing.
Correct. Yeah, I feel like you can get very stuck in your own thoughts and stuck with yourself, and it just jumbles around. And once you release it, once you share, it helps others, like you said, others reach out to you, and it helps you. Yeah. And it's so important. So I hope that individuals out there that are listening will consider going to afsp.org/Kansas City, registering to walk and support this amazing organization that helps so many feel not lost.
All right. Tara, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Appreciate it.
Coming up, we're going to talk about we teased this earlier, the Pennsylvania mom who found a grown man in her 13-year-old daughter's bedroom with his pants down, passed out and drunk. How this guy managed to not...
Tara's a mom and freaking out right now.
How this guy managed to end up in the custody of the police instead of a morgue is beyond me, but we'll talk about that next on Midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. 1. It's $15 a month. 2. Seriously, it's $15 a month. 3. No big contract. 4. I use it. 5. My mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
There are a lot of moving parts to this next story here out of Pittsburgh. There's what the mom did, there's what the guy did, and there's what the neighbors did that we will cover here. This is out of Channel 9. Police in Pittsburgh said a mother found a man passed out on the floor of her 13-year-old daughter's room with his pants down. This was 4:30 in the morning on Sunday. His name is Miguel Metza. He is 23 years old out of Miami. The mother reported finding this man in the girl's room, his breath smelling of alcohol. I don't know what any other parent would have done, but she woke him up and he ran out and sat on her porch. So he didn't just run down the street. He got to the porch and then he stopped. She kicked him in the back and screamed, "What are you doing in my daughter's bedroom?" Police said the mother fired two shots in the air from a handgun.
You're not supposed to do that.
And four other men grabbed the suspect and took him to a home next door. So now we have neighbors getting involved at 4:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
The criminal complaint says police went to the home next door and said initially no one would come out. I don't understand why. But eventually the door was opened and police arrested the guy after finding him hiding in a closet under the covers.
So many
Where
questions.
Do you start here?
All right. First of all, why do you stop on the porch?
I don't know.
Second
either.
Of all, those guys that came and grabbed him and pulled him into the other house. Initially on reading the story, it's like, oh my God, those guys were going to kill him. Like they were, and then the cop showed up. And now I'm like, well, maybe.
What are they going to do with him?
Maybe that's who he was staying with.
Oh, I didn't think about that.
And
that didn't occur to me at all. Okay.
That's why he was then in the house hiding in a closet. They were actually trying to cover up for him.
Wow.
And in that case, did this guy just go to the wrong house?
Did he? Boy, this is Pittsburgh. I mean, bars aren't open until 4:30 in the morning, but
probably not.
Did he close down the bars, be there for last call, and then go somewhere else and keep drinking for a while?
Yeah.
And attempt to go back home. And in a lot of neighborhoods, you're right, the layout is exactly the same.
Right.
So it's conceivable that you... How did he get in the house?
That's the first question I have.
How did he get in the house?
Because it's just a horrifying coincidence that you happen to climb into a 13-year-old girl's bedroom window. That
we don't even know how he got in.
Yeah.
I mean,
good point. He might have walked in the front door and then just passed out on that. Yeah.
It's funny the assumptions I'm making that might not be true at all. I assumed he came in the front door. He might have gotten in through the window.
Yeah.
If it's a one-story home.
I just assume not the front door because I would have. I mean, don't you keep your doors locked?
Not everybody does. Some people keep their keys in their
Pittsburgh?
Car. I don't know. Maybe it's a nice part of Pittsburgh. I don't know Pittsburgh, but this is the East Hills neighborhood for those who know Pittsburgh better than we do. When I heard the neighbors came, I thought they were trying to save this woman
from
the guy. And like, hey, we'll hold on to him until police get there. But since nobody came out when they rung the bell, I think your theory is probably more accurate.
Right.
That it was his house or he knew them or.
I don't know. When I read that, though, I thought, oh, they're beating him.
Yeah,
and they're
doing something
kill
to him.
But then they found him hiding in a closet.
Yeah, under a blanket, because nobody's going to look there.
Okay, so there's no clarification on that. By the way, East Hills looks like a decent neighborhood.
Okay.
From what I can tell, I don't. It's not like downtown Pittsburgh. It seems like, I mean, anytime you have hills in that usually means nice because it's higher elevation. Okay, if she had killed him.
Why did she fire the gun?
Well, you're not supposed to do warning shots ever.
No.
She's just trying to scare him off, but that's more dangerous. You should not fire a gun straight up into the air. You never know where that bullet's going to go, especially depending on how you shoot it.
Yeah.
Second of all, would anybody blame her if she killed him?
No.
No.
Because he was a threat to her daughter.
Right. So.
Sort of.
It's kind of going back to the story from 2 hours ago about the mom who... the Chiefs game where the woman stole the headband from her kid and she filmed it. And a lot of people online on the text line and myself were saying, I don't think I would have had that restraint.
Right.
I'll say the same thing about this. If I walked into my son's bedroom, and or if I had a daughter, and there was a grown man asleep on the floor with his pants off, I'm not saying he's gonna die. I am saying he's not leaving that house. He's not leaving my house. I'm not chasing him out. Like, that is me getting my gun and holding him at gunpoint until the police arrive.
It's so weird. The weirdness doesn't end here. So he's asleep on the floor of the child's bedroom with his pants down.
Yeah.
So he's asleep.
Right.
He went in there, he pulled his pants down, and then he fell asleep on the floor. And the girl apparently didn't wake up.
She was not. Yeah.
Or she did.
And maybe that's what got the mom.
Yeah.
There's a guy in my room. Because to make things clear, and maybe to be fair to this guy, there have not been any assault charges.
No, it's only criminal trespass.
Criminal trespass. So it's not like he went into the room and did anything to this girl. We did, but it's weird that he had his pants off.
But if
I've slept at friends' houses before, I don't take my pants off and just fall asleep on the floor.
Okay, so somebody who knows more about the law than I do, because this gets into a gray area and I'm not an expert here, is he a threat to the 13-year-old girl by being in her room with his pants down? Whether he's asleep or not, does the act of him being in her room...
Absolutely.
Okay, so what's the charge for that? Because I feel like criminal trespass is not enough for what happened here.
Yeah. I don't know what else you would call it.
I don't either, and I don't know what that charge is, but I feel like if he is a threat, cuz he's passed out drunk with his pants down in a little girl's bedroom and he's, you know, 10 years older than her. To me, that's a threat. If he wakes up, what's he going to do? If he had woken up before mom woke him up, what would he have done to that kid? What was his intention?
Yeah.
Now, you don't charge people based on their intent, usually. I feel like criminal trespass doesn't go far enough here. And should the neighbors be charged with obstructing justice?
Because they hit him, basically.
Yeah.
In their house, which that's what I think happened. And I'm just trying to...
That makes sense.
Yeah, I'm trying to make sense of the story. And it is a little... To me, it's a little more interesting because it's not just this creep breaking into this little girl's room.
Right.
It could be a case where a guy went to the wrong house thinking it was his friend's house and fell asleep on somebody's floor. It could also be the case that he was staying with these people, his friends, saw that there was a little girl next door, got drunk and decided to try to climb into her window or get into the house and then pass out at the last minute. I don't know.
If I am a prosecutor, do I care what his story is about why he was there? Because if I'm him, I'm going to tell them exactly what you just said.
I think intent matters.
I went to the wrong house.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the story I would give because you want it to seem like it was a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
That you just accidentally, whoopsie, they look the same. It's going to matter if they look the same, the two houses. But if a prosecutor, I don't think a prosecutor is going to care.
I don't know.
Because we don't care if you meant to get into a wreck and kill a person. You know, nobody meant to.
Yeah.
But you did. You created the action.
But if you try to run some, if you intend to run somebody over versus accidentally, we do charge you differently.
You're right. But in this case, I feel like, how do you know what's true? How do you know that what he's telling you is the truth?
I don't know. I don't know. History? Like, does he have a past of doing this kind of thing? It also would explain why he left the house and then sat down on the porch for a minute.
That's weird.
He was just discombobulated. Like, what? Where am I? What house am I in?
And then she fired the gun.
Yeah.
And she has not been charged, by the way, for firing the gun when she shouldn't have.
Yeah.
So
I don't know. This is as a gun owner and somebody who has it because of incidents like this. It does make me kind of question things. Like, man, because my first instinct would be, I'm going to blow this guy's brains out.
Yeah.
But maybe what he was doing wasn't as nefarious as it seems, and maybe it was just a total accident. And then in that case, you killed an innocent guy. Am I wrong?
I was drunk isn't an excuse. If you get that drunk that you go into the wrong house and you pull your pants down in a little girl's bedroom, you can't control your drinking.
Yeah.
And so I don't care if... Alcohol cannot be the excuse. This is more serious to me than she's in, and who knows how long he was in there and what might have happened.
913-586-7798. So that's the story. Mom in Pittsburgh found a grown man sleeping with his pants off in his in her daughter's bedroom. In her daughter's bedroom, I think maybe, like, to put the timeline too, is maybe the reason he was able to get away, she ran back to get the gun. And then came back and he was gone. And then she chased him outside where he's on the front porch.
Just took a seat.
And
relaxed for a
while. She fires the gun in the air, starts kicking him in the back. Then four guys from another house run over, grab him, pull him over into their house. That's where the cops find him hiding in a closet.
Under a blanket.
What would you do?
It's the most juvenile way to hide, by the way. But yeah.
In this case, would your first instinct be to call 911 or to shoot him in the head?
Is there a third option?
Shoot in the air, but you're not supposed to do that.
Can I punch him in the nose?
Yeah,
or somewhere
how
else.
How about in the leg?
Sure,
how about shoot him in the kneecap?
I make it hurt a little more than that, but yeah.
Yeah, but no, kneecap will hurt. Just ask Tyreek Hill. 913-586-7798. Your calls and texts coming up at midday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, we're checking out the story out of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. 4:30 in the morning, a woman ends up, and we don't know how she was alerted to this, but she finds a 23-year-old man asleep on the floor of her daughter's bedroom. He is smelling of alcohol, and his pants are down. Somebody asked, were they off or were they down? It says his pants were down. I'm assuming that means down to his ankles.
Yeah.
Because usually when you put your pants down, usually they fall. She
thank you for explaining gravity.
I feel like for a little more detail.
Appreciate it.
And so she yells at him, why are you in my daughter's room? He wakes up, he runs, he has a little seat on her front porch. She gets her gun, she fires it in the air twice. Can't do that. Mm-hmm. The neighbors, four guys, come over again 4:30 in the morning. I wish we had the transcript of what they said, but they take this guy to their house, to the house next door. Police come and they knock on the door. Hey, and nobody answers. Eventually, they get inside and they find this guy hiding in a closet under a blanket.
Yeah.
Because nobody would look there. The only charge here so far against him is criminal trespass.
So without all the information and just going based on that, there's a couple different ways you could look at what happened in the story. Is one, the mom found him in there. He was trying to do something to her daughter. She managed to restrain herself from murdering him, which she, I think everyone would say, has every right to do.
Yeah.
But she did not, fired some warning shots, and then these guys came and got him, dragged him into a house, and then the cops found him there later. I think my speculation, and I think the safest thing to say on this is I think he knew those guys. They were trying to hide him or get him away from the mom before she killed him.
Yes.
He was staying with them or lived in that house even. I would think if he lived there, though, it would say he was.
You would think
that would be there. Initially, when I read the story, it's like, oh my God, those guys were probably beating the crap out of him.
Yeah.
And then I realized, no, he probably knew them.
Yeah.
And if that's the case, did he just go to the wrong house?
And does it matter? Does his explanation for this matter?
Yeah.
Or is all that matters that regardless of how he got there, if your pants down in a teenage girl's bedroom mm-hmm. and you're so drunk that you're asleep on the bedroom floor.
Several people have texted and said that if she had used deadly force outside of the house, she could have been prosecuted because it seems like she didn't have the gun inside of the bedroom. She didn't have it until she caught him on the porch.
Right.
So
that's
I don't know what the laws are in Pennsylvania.
I don't either. The argument is, say that to me again.
He was on the porch when she went out there, then she doesn't have the right to use deadly force in that case because he's outside of the house. But I think the Castle Doctrine would still apply if they have that in Pennsylvania.
That's interesting. Boy, they may be right because if she used the gun in the bedroom, mm-hmm. she might have been more justified because you have caught a strange man in your daughter's bedroom and you don't know what he's about to do and you feel threatened by him. By the time he's out on the porch, can you not get him off your porch in another? I mean, go inside and lock the door.
Yeah.
And you're safe from him, probably. Lock whatever way he got in the house. At that point, he's not a threat to you now that he's outside your house.
Yeah. I was just looking at self-defense laws in Pennsylvania, seeing what it would be. Would it be considered self-defense? You don't know if he's going to try to go back into the house.
Yeah. But generally, if somebody is... Well, we know if somebody's got their back to you or they're walking away, then they're not a threat. If he's sitting there...
In Pennsylvania, she's likely justified inside the home if she reasonably believed deadly force was immediately necessary to stop a threat. So she couldn't even use it if the guy was sleeping.
Wow.
She couldn't have shot him.
Wow.
She would have to wake him up and then shoot him.
Wake him up from his passed out drunk state.
Slumber, yeah.
See what kind of state he's in then, and then deem him a threat.
Then outside, after he's fleeing, or if she fired warning shots, she could face charges. And in fact... she could face charges for firing warning shots.
What was she supposed to do then? Because remember, she didn't take her gun in there. Mm-hmm. But what if he hadn't woken up? I mean, you know, he's passed out so drunk that he didn't wake up. What is she supposed to do? I guess just grab her daughter and lock him in the bedroom and call police?
I at least hold him at gunpoint, but she didn't have the gun immediately.
Right.
She had to go back and get it.
I guess she could have...
I wish there was, and maybe we'll get a follow up on the story with some more details, but I wish we knew what caused her to go to her daughter's bedroom in the first place.
Right. Did the daughter, because there's no mention of the daughter waking up and yelling.
Right.
Did she hear a sound? I wish I knew how he got in the house.
Yeah.
Did she leave the front door unlocked? Did she forget? Was the window unlocked? I do that sometimes. I forget my windows aren't locked.
So Castle Doctrine, according to this, wouldn't apply on the porch because it's not, it doesn't protect shooting a person who's already been expelled and is retreating. But if he was sitting on the porch, is he retreating?
He's not. What's the opposite of retreating? He's not coming towards you.
Yeah.
So he might not be retreating, but he's not coming at you.
Mm.
I think it's telling that she hasn't been charged. She probably won't be because they didn't do it initially. For firing the gun. I don't like that she fired the gun in public.
I was going to say, I don't think she should be charged, but hopefully the police talk to her about that.
Maybe she shouldn't have a gun?
Yeah, or if you do, make sure that you aren't firing it randomly into the air to scare somebody off. You're not Yosemite Sam.
Be a better gun owner,
yeah,
I guess.
Because that is a hard and fast rule that all gun owners should know. Warning shots are not safe.
Get an alarm system.
Yeah.
Like that's the first advice to her. Get an alarm system. Motion detectors.
913-586-7798. Let's go to Mike in Topeka. Hey, Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mike.
So I think this is a very good lesson for the firearms owners in the listening audience of why it's so critically important to get self-defense training beyond just going to the range and being able to put a round on target, knowing when it's acceptable and when it's not to use deadly force. And I think that there's a fine line between can I, as in legally I can do this because I'm defending life and it's an imminent danger versus must I. And yeah. It sounds like in a situation like this with someone passed out on the floor, yes, that is a threat and it's a danger, but it's not imminent of great bodily harm or death because they're passed out on the floor. So yeah, I'm with you, John, that you could hold them at gunpoint until cops get there, but I wouldn't shoot them because that, you know, while yeah, that might be legally permissible because they're in your home and they are a threat, it's not the morally right thing to do. And that's a decision that's going to weigh heavy on your mind for the rest of your life.
Right. Like I said, because if you start putting the details of the story together, it very well may be that this guy just climbed into the window or came into the wrong house, thought he was at his friend's house or was given the wrong address even.
Genuinely an innocent mistake.
Yeah.
And there was nothing nefarious going on and you wouldn't know that,
right.
You know, and that's something that you would live with for the rest of your life. And then to answer the question about whether or not you could shoot him once they're running from your home, really that falls into one of two categories. If they had just committed, an act of violence to you or to someone in your family or something, and they were still an active threat as they're running out into public where they could potentially harm someone else, then in a scenario like that, it is legally you are allowed to shoot them in the back, even if they are running from you,
mm-hmm.
because they are still an active threat. However, if they had not committed a crime first, then no, you don't want to shoot them in the back because that makes you the aggressor.
Right. Well, if would the crime of trespassing be enough to justify that?
No.
No. Okay. It would have to be like a physical crime. Like,
right. Yeah. They just physically attacked someone or they killed someone or something like that. And then they are still an active threat to the greater public. Then you could. But outside of that, no, you legally can't.
Thanks, Mike, for the call. Well, here's something that comes to mind is if there is a stranger in my house,
mm-hmm.
that is a threat to me.
Right.
Regardless of what they're doing. If a stranger has gotten into my house and is just sitting on my couch, that is a threat to me.
Yeah.
I'm five feet tall.
I think you're within your rights to shoot somebody who's, even if they're just sitting on your couch watching your TV,
mm-hmm.
And they came into the house. I think morally, and that's kind of the argument Mike is making, the argument I would make too, is that you don't know like why that guy's there. If you go and confront them with the gun first, what are they going to do? I don't know, maybe you shoot them and ask questions later because you don't know if they also have a gun. You pull out your gun and then they pull out theirs. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't have a gun, so this would not happen for me, but I have cameras and they alert me if in the middle of the night. And what if the camera alerts me and somebody breaks in my front door and is rummaging around my kitchen?
Yeah.
If I had a gun, again, I don't, but what other, I mean, yes, you can always just call 911 first, but in the time before they get there, that is a threat to me. That is a deadly threat to me in my kitchen.
That's why it's good to have a dog.
Yes.
The dog will let you know if the person's a threat.
Indeed.
and if the person comes in there, they'll know.
We're getting closer. We're getting closer.
So close. Like, I think that was almost it. 913-586-7798. It's midday.
All right, to wrap the show here, some surprising news out of the entertainment world that came out yesterday. I think you and I saw this on TMZ at the exact same time yesterday, because then People.com had it and so did the Daily Mail, and now it's everywhere. What looks to be the impending permanent breakup of Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban.
After 19 years.
19 years
guys,
married.
How old does that make you feel? Because when I think of Nicole Kidman, I still think of her being married to Tom Cruise.
Yeah, and they were apart for a while before she met Keith Urban. Five years, I think, maybe. They have two kids together, two girls, ages 14 and 17. The news is that they live in Nashville. They live in a lot of places, but Nashville is one of their homes. He's already bought another home in Nashville. sounds like he's been on tour all summer, so they haven't been spending much time together anyway. Yeah. She's been at home with the girls, taking care of the kids, and he's been out and about.
Okay, I want you to pull up a picture, if you aren't looking at one already, of Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban.
Any picture?
Any picture.
Okay. Okay. Are we talking about the height difference?
Yes.
Yeah, it's major.
But here's the thing. He is listed at 5'10". She is listed at 5'11". One of them is lying.
Yeah, there's a bigger difference there.
There's no way that he is 5'10". So but my question, based on seeing that, is she was married to Tom Cruise. Does she have a thing for short guys?
That would be the first.
I don't know.
Is that a thing for some of you ladies?
Power. Control.
Power. Control. Short
he
guys.
Is five, okay, so Tom short Cruise kings. Is Tom Cruise is 5'7".
Yeah. At least he admits it. At least he's honest about it. Because there's no way Keith Urban is 5'10".
There's definitely more than a 1-inch gap between them. So somebody is somebody.
One
is
of them's
off.
Lying. Yeah. Either that or her hair is that much higher.
This is the second major Australian power couple that we've had who was married for a long time who was breaking up. Hugh Jackman. And Deborah Fornes. I can't believe I just pulled that name out, but
good
I think
job.
I'm right. They were married for like 20 years.
Yeah.
And they just split recently.
And there was like an age difference there too.
She was
them.
Older.
Yeah, she was older than him.
But they had this great marriage, adopted a couple of kids, and that ended also. Right.
Well, speaking of things ending,
we are
out of here. We'll see you tomorrow at 10 o'clock. Dana and Parks will be with you in just a few minutes. See you guys. Love you. Bye. Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.